This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
At least half of my shifts when I'm driving home, I'm thinking to myself, did I do the right thing?
That's Amal Mattu, an emergency physician at the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore.
Every now and then I want to call back the hospital, and I even do call back the hospital and just find out if things are going well for a patient that I signed out.
Dr. Mattu has been an emergency physician for more than 25 years, and we featured him in a show that we did today about the pandemic and bioethics, or the major questions that the pandemic has laid bare about ethical decision-making in American healthcare. And Dr. Mattu told us that in that quarter century he's been an ER physician, he says that his daily work in the emergency room has delivered ethical dilemmas, ethical challenges every single day. And then that only got worse when the pandemic happened.
You know, I'll be working a shift, for example, in the emergency department. We get this overhead that there's an unresponsive person out in front of the emergency department. Well, the first thing that you want to do, that you're trained to do, is you just go running out there and you'll find out what's going on. But you know what? You need to put all that stuff on before you go running out there. And that was difficult to do, but that's really what we have to do. The American Heart Association put out a statement about resuscitation of patients in cardiac arrest. And amongst the different things that they said was essentially that you as a healthcare provider need to, as a first priority, take care of yourself and take care of your staff. If you expose your staff to somebody who's COVID positive and they were not properly gowned and protecting themselves, they may be infected, or at the very least, they're going to need to quarantine for 14 days. And if you take members of the staff or yourself out of the game, you've just hurt a lot of people in your hospital. You've hurt your group. You've hurt other potential patients who now are going to lose you as a provider. You've hurt the system. Before you ever go into the room, you need to put the gown on, put the mask, two masks, or the N95 or the respirator, the face mask on. You need to properly don all of the PPE before you go into the room. And that was tough to do because there were times where somebody would immediately be brought in and they're heading downhill and they're in cardiac arrest. And I can't go into the room until I take 2 or 3 minutes to put all this stuff on. It's very dysphoric. It feels like you're watching somebody go bad. And you know what? I need to think about myself first. That doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right with what we've all been taught and kind of the reasons that we go into medicine in the first place, where you want to put the patient ahead of your own self. And in this pandemic, you're specifically told not to do that.
That's Dr. Amal Mattu, an emergency physician at the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.